Venerable Tenzin Priyadarshi Rinpoche is based in Boston. He works with MIT as leader of the Dalai Lama Center for Ethics and Transformative Values. Venerable Tenzin regularly meets with other religious leaders concerning issues around the world and was ordained as a monk by the highly respected Dalai Lama himself. This weekend, Venerable Tenzin led a retreat at the Carbondale Way of Compassion Dharma Center. Beforehand, I spoke with him by phone. He's been to the Roaring Fork Valley before to visit a well-known monastery in Old Snowmass.
Well, I'm very close to the Benedict monks there. More importantly, I have a very dear spiritual friend and mentor, Thomas Keating. I've learned a lot over the years. It's also a place where I seek solitude. I get tired of living in Cambridge or Boston or traveling the world. So Snowmass for me is a place of refuge.
Can I ask, are you sometimes there and the rest of us don't know it?
Frequently, yes.
At his workshop this weekend, Venerable Tenzin planned to focus on shifting from negative to positive thoughts, with the goal for participants to change how they think and perceive in order to live a better life. He says he has to focus on thinking positively too, even though he's been a monk and leader for many years.
Certainly. I mean, all kinds of triggers for agitation, for sadness, especially the times that we are living in are particularly challenging times. So it tests and challenges my own training these days every other week almost with the terrorism and the response of our political leaders.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about your work in ethics and keeping in mind what's going on in the world today and discourse about refugees and ISIS. And I was curious what issues you feel may be most pressing right now when it comes to ethics, both in the U.S. and around the world.
I think primarily, with regards to ethics, it has to do with the bigger picture. It has to do with how to shift minds so that people can begin thinking about the world beyond themselves. I think we live in a world where people are exceedingly self-absorbed with myopic vision. And I think it requires, for lack of a better term, a planetary shift if we want to present viable living conditions for the future generation. I just returned from Colombia yesterday, where I'm involved in the peace process after almost 30 years of drug war. And the question always remains is, how can leaders and people who are in somewhat of a privileged position can do to create more nurturing conditions for the world that we live in?
Do you think there's a particular first step that's important?
I think the first step is willing to accept the reality, look at the world more objectively. The second step is to recognize that every individual has a role to play. And the question is what that role might be. Not every role of a change maker needs to be too grand. And Mother Teresa often used to say that not everybody needs to do great work, but people can do even small work with great kindness. And I think that's the message that people need to learn.
Venerable Tenzin Priyadarshi Rinpoche is founding director of MIT's Dalai Lama Center for Ethics and Transformative Values. He recently led a retreat in Carbondale at the Way of Compassion Dharma Center. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.